Fatal Frankenstein. In Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, many characters' lives are taken as a result of the revenge the monster seeks. Elizabeth was murdered by the monster on their wedding night because Victor was not there to protect her. The monster goes after all the people Victor is close to because he wants to show him what it's like not to have a family.
In chapter 23, a lot goes down. The newlyweds go for a walk around their cottage, but Victor has the "I'm about to fight a monster" wedding night jitters. Inside the cottage, he sends Elizabeth to bed so he can search the house for the monster. We're pretty sure this isn't how a wedding night is supposed to go down. And in the grand tradition of horror movies everywhere, splitting up is a majorly bad idea. He hears Elizabeth scream. It suddenly hits Victor that we all known for chapters now, the monster didn't want to kill him. He wants to kill Elizabeth. If you're keeping track, this brings the body count up to 4. Poor Victor really hates himself at this point. He goes home to Geneva to tell his father the sad news. And the man drops dead from grief. That makes 5. Just like the monster he created, Victor is now alone and miserable. He goes to a magistrate and tried to tell him about the monster and Elizabeth's death, but the magistrate obviously doesn't believe him and probably thinks seriously about locking the guy up. Since Victor has nothing left to live for, he decides to spend the rest of his life hunting down the monster.
We have a special surprise in store for you today. Everyone, please welcome Mr. Victor Frankenstein.
Hello, everyone. I am Victor Frankenstein.
Hello, Mr. Frankenstein, and thank you for coming. We would like to get a little feel into your life today, if that's all right with you.
Very interesting story to tell you, actually, so start asking.
How did you feel about creating this new creature?
I felt many mixed emotions when doing this whole thing. I did not know if it could indeed be done, so I was very skeptical about starting my little experiments. It was exciting and terrifying all at the same time. I could not wait to see what this new creature could do, but also very nervous in the same way. I mean, it's an unborn living thing, so it sounds pretty normal, right? Yeah, not so fun when the creature is finally a real existing monster.
So when you say monster, was it the one-eyed cyclops we imagine or relatively human-like?
To be honest, a little bit of both. The monster had 2 eyes, so not a cyclops, and a human body type. However, he was not human. He was capable of almost anything, as I come to learn, and hated my guts. He would do anything to hurt me, but not physically.
What do you mean by hurting you, non-physically?
His whole plan was to get back at me for what I did to him. He didn't want to kill me, per se, but rather show me the pain he felt. He hurt me emotionally by getting rid of the people closest to me. You see, when I created him, I didn't create a whole family, just him. He was alone and unlike the rest of the world. He wasn't human, and humans didn't trust his unnatural stature. He wanted to show me, make me feel what it was like. To demonstrate how horrific this life he lived truly was, the only way, at least the only way he assumed to do this was getting the ones I cared for, to make me feel like I was all alone, and by those means, he surely did.
Okay, Victor, I think that is plenty of information. Thank you for coming and sharing, and we truly wish you more happiness than you have been experiencing.
Thank you so very much.
Okay, everyone, we have one more special guest for you today. So everyone, please welcome the center of this whole story, the monster.
Hello, everyone. I am the monster you are so weirdly fascinated by.
Would you mind me asking you just a few questions?
Ask away, I suppose.
Okay, first of all, what did you feel like when you were first created?
I was big and very strong. I felt like I was powerful enough to do anything. But then, I looked in the mirror. I saw my ugly, beastly face. I quickly realized how different I looked from the rest of the people. I was not like them, and I never would be.
Understandably so. So you have quite the track record against you. For murder, that is. What made you commit these vicious acts?
It was all because of Victor. He created and ruined me all at once. He brought me to life as such an ugly, terrifying monster. I had none like me. I was all alone. No one would talk to me, be with me, even look at me. I had no family like everyone else did. I didn't have friends like the others. It was just me. So when people treated me rudely or hurtfully, I just couldn't take it. They didn't understand what it was like for me. They never would. That's this. Unless I showed them. So that's exactly what I did. I used Victor. He was the one I used to hurt the way I hurt. To feel the pain the same way I did. To know what it was like to be all alone in the world where no one should be alone. He needed to know, so I let him. I took away what mattered most, all of his friends and his family, the people he cared for the most, I would take away from him. His best friend, the Henry guy. Yep, killed him too. Took his life right out of him, and that hurt Victor in the way that I felt always, but not fully to the same extent. Victor still had family and people around him. I would need to take every person out of his life. So on his wedding night, the night Victor would marry Elizabeth, the most memorable night for him, oh so distinctly lovely couple, I decided that I was going to take her away from him, take his wife, leave him alone. So I went to the cottage. I waited till he left, and then, when she was alone, without him, to protect her, I killed her. And Victor, for the first time, felt alone. What I long strived for finally worked, and he finally knew what it was like. So yes, I might have been a little dramatic, but I mean, effective, right?
Well, I suppose you could look at it that way. Anyways, I think that is all for today. Thank you, Monster.
See you later.
That's all for today. See you next time on Fatal Frankenstein.